Showtime's L Word pushes idea of giving puberty blockers to children without parental consent. By Warner Todd Houston on September 28, 2021. The latest episode of the Showtime drama L Word, Generation Q, pushed the idea of giving children hormone treatments, popular among transgender individuals, even if it against parental wishes. The September 27 episode entitled Launch Party featured transgender psychiatrist Michael Lee, Leo Sheng, confronting a medical doctor, Isis King, who specializes in trans treatments and who prescribed puberty blockers to a teen under the age of consent. In the scene, Dr. Claudia arrogantly tells the psychiatrist that she is a doctor and only cares about her patients, not her patients' parents. Dr. Lee informs Claudia that the teen, Joaquin Delgado, is a minor. He needs his parents' consent. And if you actually bothered to consult with me before you gave him false hope, you'd know his parents are very far from signing off on any medical intervention, Lee says. Dr. Claudia is arrogant and curt in her reply. Claudia, well, it sounds like you have your work cut out for you. Micah, excuse me? Claudia, Micah, with as much professionalism as I can muster, which is considerably more than you managed to gather before barging into my office, I want to remind you that I am a doctor with a medical degree. I always have my patient's best interest at heart. Micah, I don't disagree with you. Claudia, I honestly wouldn't care if you did. Watch below. Claudia had prescribed Luprolide to Mija's patient. Luprolide, often called Lupron, is a blocker that was originally developed as a treatment for cancer. Side effects include loss of bone density and a compromised immune system. But trans activists fully support giving this drug fraught with side effects to children who are otherwise physically healthy just to feed their trans fancies. In the episode, Michael later explains to Claudia that when he was young and contemplating transgenderism, a doctor told him about puberty blockers, but his mother would not let him use them, and after that he fell into a really deep depression. But Claudia countered, saying that she started her trans therapies in her early adulthood, and added, "I wish more than anything I would have started sooner." Watch below. In April, North Carolina Family Policy Council President John L. Rustin blasted preteen transition treatments, saying they are extremely dangerous. These drugs and body-mutilating surgeries cause sterility and irreversible physical damage to young people suffering from gender dysphoria and other challenges, Rustin said. Because 80% or more of teens who experience gender dysphoria eventually identify as their biological sex, the compassionate approach is to provide wise counsel and resist the cultural trend to rush into harmful hormone therapies and gender transition procedures. Nearly half of America's state legislatures are debating and introducing laws that put various levels of restrictions and even outright prohibitions against transgender treatments for kids. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.